A news reporter stated that the family farm was not listed as an occupation on a census taken several years ago. There just aren't enough of them left to make it worthwhile. We laugh now, he said, but we'll cry later. One of the greatest sources of strength for our nation in the past has been the family farm. People who come from the family farms of America spend time at home, spend time in the country, learn how to work, and experience a sense of accomplishment. I wouldn't trade my experience of growing up on a family farm for anything. I'm especially grateful for parents who raised me on one. Oh, sure, as a kid I complained, I suppose most kids do. But the work was good for me. South Dakota had a lot of wind, but many evenings became calm and still. And after a long, hard day, it was relaxing to sit in front of the house and listen to and watch the wild ducks as they quacked and skidded in for landings on the lake a short distance away. People in the city enjoy the city, I guess. But for me, I still enjoy the country. This is Rod Bieber with Seed Time and Harvest.
Bleed Stop, clinically proven and FDA cleared to stop even arterial bleeds. Pour it into the wound, apply direct pressure, and clotting occurs in seconds. No stinging or burning. Minor cuts or major wounds, Bleed Stop is a must for first aid kits, backpacks, and trauma bags. Find Bleed Stop by clicking on the Bleed Stop button on the 1360 KHNC webpage. Products and prices listed on the KHNC website are 20% off the regular Bleed Stop website prices. Get yours today.
How much is our government hiding from us? What's the truth about COVID-19? Are climate engineering operations robbing our rain? If you want answers, tune into the commercial-free, non-political Global Alert News Hour, Sundays at 1 p.m. on KHNC 1360 AM.
I'm Joe Jaquin, CEO of the Patriot Trading Group, and I would like to encourage everyone to make sure they are prepared financially as the Federal Reserve continues to destroy the value of the dollar. Since the closing of the gold window in 1971, the Federal Reserve has led the way in the explosion of debt and the devaluing of your money. They openly say that they need 2% inflation, which simply means they hope to devalue your money, and they want to do this every single year, year after year. I know it's hard to understand, but the Federal Reserve believes in prosperity through debt and growth via the devaluation of your future. To learn more about how to protect yourself, visit us at allamericangold.com or call us at 800-951-0592 and protect yourself against the devaluing of your money.
Hello, everybody in Northern Colorado. You're all looking good. I knew you would.
Keep listening to AM 1360, the Roar of the Rockies, the best station ever.
The real cost of the state is the prosperity we do not see, the jobs that don't exist, the technologies to which we do not have access, the businesses that do not come into existence, and the bright future that is stolen from us. The state has looted us just as surely as a robber who enters our home at night and steals all that we love. Frederick Bastiat.
Hi, this is Ron Tafoya, owner and operator of New Method Cleaners, Northern Colorado's oldest dry cleaners. Men's clothing to women's fashions, we clean it all. Give us a call with all your cleaning questions. If we don't clean it, we might have a solution. We have two locations to serve you in Severance and Fort Collins. Please call us at 970-775-0623. 970-775-0623.
The views and opinions expressed on 1360 KHNC are entirely those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of the Excursion Broadcasting Network.
Ah! Welcome to today's second hour of the Present Truth program. The first hour, the host was Rick Rodriguez. The second hour is still me. I have a couple of articles, Zombie Blood, or Luciferian Jabbed, or, gee, I don't know which way to go. Sure I do. Or the CBDC collaboration with the IMF, or possibly, now I'm going to let you pick. I'll just tell you what I have available. How about the digital currency Unicoin with the IMF? I'm waiting. Which one do I go with? Waiting for your input. How about paper CBDs that would allow personal data to be collected and stored and provided to police? Oh, I better do this one. Okay. This is it. I have 10 hands up. CBDC data allows for commercial exploitation while also raising the possibility of state surveillance, according to the IMF, International Monetary Fund. It disclosed in a new report discussing the safety risks surrounding central bank digital currencies. Now, they're talking about the digital currency of the unipolar nations. They want to include the multipolar world nations, such as BRICS and the new nations that have aligned themselves to no longer use the dollar. But IMF is basically, this is talking about the unipolar nations. America, Five Eyes nations, some of the other NATO nations. NATO nations are going to disintegrate before long. There's not going to be a need for them. And many of the NATO nations, when America, after this election, we bring in a new dictator. Out of the last seven presidents, starting with Carter, all were basically dictators except for Trump. All were globalists. All were working with a New World Order plan of American world hegemony, total hegemony over all of mankind. They failed. Because of Donald Trump, he was one big key, one reason. Vladimir Putin, Xi Jinping, the other two reasons, as far as individuals, people. Now, going on with the article, this is out of the Wine Press. This was yesterday. Private data could be turned over, would overturn. Let me back up. In the report, the IMF concedes that a central bank could collect a plethora of private data and could even overturn this information to authorities. Acknowledging some of the animosity those critical of CBDCs have had about them. The central bank digital currency data use and privacy protection. It offers a framework to help countries navigate, as well as tools to help them manage the trade-off between CBDC data and the private protection and privacy protection. They really don't want privacy protection for any individual, but they do want you to believe that. Retail CBDCs contain all sorts of information when a transaction occurs, and therefore can be leveraged by central banks and other entities for themselves, and could be overturned to government authorities and police for potential crimes, depending on national policies. Central bank digital currency as a digital form of central bank money may allow for a digital trail, data to be collected and stored. In contrast to cash, CBDC could be designed to potentially include a wealth of personal data, encapsulating transaction histories, user demographics, behavioral patterns. Personal data could establish a link between counterparty identities and transactions. So it's complete, it's thorough what they can do. They state, not just the IMF, but all the other, the nations, the governments state that you'll have privacy. You'll have complete privacy. You just have to take care, make sure that you have the passcodes that no one has access to. What was that old song? What is the song by Three Dog Night? Liar? Liar? Yeah, that's it. Like other payment data, CBDC data may have economic value. Data are non-rival. Data are infrastructural resources that can be used by an unlimited number of users for an unlimited number of purposes to produce goods and services. CBDC data could potentially be harvested by financial institutions that in turn could help data-driven businesses. So later the authors define exactly what the data collected is. It includes the payer's or payee's identity, the payer or payee's pseudonyms, identifiers, pseudonymous identifiers, account number, token, address that belongs to or is controlled by a counterparty, transaction data, and payer and payee transaction metadata, the merchant's name, purchase location, spending category. CBD data could be used to help central banks achieve policy objectives, reduce information asymmetries, potentially assist in supporting financial inclusion. And to sum it up this way, you have no privacy. This is Rick Rodriguez, The Present Truth. You can hear me now on AmericasFreedomNetwork.com from 11 to 1, Monday through Friday, and at 6 p.m. daily on 1360 KHNC AM radio. Please join me. Thank you, Rick Rodriguez.
Need pain relief? Gruska's Topical Mist Spray-On Water-Based Carbon 60 Suspension quickly absorbs into the skin, penetrating into muscles and joints to help reduce oxidative stress and inflammation. Spray it on to mist away your pain. Visit c-60.com or call 720-600-6040. Be sure to tell them that Naturally Inspired Radio sent you.
This is Congresswoman Lauren Boebert, and when I'm back home in Colorado, I'm listening to AM 1360, The Roar of the Rockies. I feel a hot wind
on my shoulder. Any major disaster, especially weather-related, when the power goes out, can cause people to suddenly panic. Within hours, grocery store shelves in your area can be picked clean. Food supply lines get interrupted, and food is hard to find. At that point, it's too late to do anything about it. You must survive only on the food you already have in your home, or risk waiting for the government to respond while you're standing in food lines. So ask yourself, do you have enough food in your home to last for weeks or months? That's why the smart move is to secure your family's personal supply of the most reliable emergency food you can buy. Having at least 4 weeks' worth of food is not a luxury, it's mandatory. If you don't want you and your family to end up in this situation, go to 1360khnc.com and click on the Patriot Supply button at the top of the page. That's 1360khnc.com and click on the Patriot Supply button.
I put a spell.
Monday through Friday, 11 to 1 on AmericasFreedomNetwork.com, The Present Truth. Podcast 1360KHNC.com for both hours. The first hour is played at 6 p.m. daily, Monday through Friday, on 1360 AM radio, Johnstown, Colorado. And the first hour is archived also on podcast on AmericasFreedomNetwork.com. Now, I'm going to jump to another article, the Swift Banking System to launch CBDC and tokenized platform. This is expected to be released by 2025. Yesterday, I told you that the Antichrist system, where you are going to be forced to take the mark of the beast so you can buy and sell, that won't be in place until 2028 in the spring. Right about that time, that system will go into place, will be online, will be activated. Not before then. We will use CBDCs, digital activity of that nature, cashless, but that doesn't mean you have taken the mark of the beast. You'll have to listen to yesterday's program. I explained it in the first hour. I'm going to have to explain it again. I was doing the program, and I'd been thinking about this for a while, about what I had explained yesterday about the Antichrist system. It's the mark of the beast system is in place for 3.5 years, roughly. I'll leave it at that. No longer, no less. It's going to be in place for 1,260 days. It begins the Great Tribulation for the Christian listeners. The middle of the 7-year tribulation, it begins on the first day of the second half of the tribulation. It's the Great Tribulation. That is the day that the Antichrist system, where you can't buy and sell, you must take a mark, worship the image, a number. It's a 3.5 year. If it was any longer than 3.5 years, definitely no flesh would be saved. It's so destructive, one of the most destructive, destructive is not even the word. The most repressive, a system that is more than draconian. But it's only going to be a system that is used for 3.5 years, centered in the United States of America. I need to tell you the truth. So now with the article I'm reading, Swift, the banking system, CBDC and tokenized platform, expected to be released by 2025 or 2026. They're still perfecting it. They haven't completely perfected the system yet. They're working on it. They're desperate in what they're doing to bring it online. Russia, China, the multipolar world, working quickly on their equivalent of the SWIFT. They won't use the SWIFT system. The SWIFT is Society for Worldwide Interbank Financial Telecommunication. That is SWIFT. China, Russia, these nations have their own system. Their economic interbank network of CBDCs, they will use in their agreements with each other, And yes, there's going to be a way for their system. I had the name of it on another article. I should have brought that article in. They don't call it SWIFT. They call it, I forget. They will talk. They will communicate. But they cannot control. The SWIFT system will not control the multipolar world economic CBDC system. So they plan to launch the central bank digital currency system in roughly 2 years from now, if God will help us and postpone it, that would be better. But eventually, by the middle of 2028, the spring of 2028, Antichrist's Mark of the Beast network will be, it will go online like Skynet. With the push of a button, it went online globally. Antichrist will be available to all the world, but it is designed specifically for America. SWIFT is the largest international banking network. It facilitates transactions and interbank lending between nations. It connects over 11,500 banks and institutions in more than 200 countries. It manages trillions of dollars worth of transactions per day. It has been used as a cudgel to sanction countries such as Russia, prohibiting a number of Russian entities from transferring and receiving money through the network. This is why Russia / Vladimir Putin invented a new system separate from SWIFT, so he can't be sanctioned. America has tried to sanction, and they failed. Too many nations are assisting Russia. They know that Russia is, in a sense, the last island to flee to before the tsunami of American power sweeps the world. Press release March 25th says that they work with 38 global institutions on a second phase of the sandbox testing. Ooh, sandbox. Operation Sandbox. I wonder why they use that word. There is an Operation Sandbox. No, excuse me. I'm thinking of Sandman. Sandman is a plan of all the nations to, at some point, on one day, stop using American dollars. Operation Sandman. So this is Sandbox testing on their CBDC system, saying it's one of the largest known CBDC experiments to date. The experiments found that our interlinking solution has a potential to simplify and speed up trade flows, to unlock growth in tokenized securities markets, and enable efficient FX settlement. This is out of the winepress.com. So it's going to allow financial institutions to make use of their existing infrastructure. SWIFT says they plan to extend our solution to support a wider range of emerging digital networks in addition to CBDCs, such as platforms for tokenized deposits. The ability to interlink emerging and existing market infrastructures is essential to realizing the potential benefits brought on by tokenization and CBDCs. HSBC is excited to continue the collaboration with SWIFT and other industry peers to incubate an open, inclusive, and technology agnostic model that allows for more efficient payments versus payment delivery versus payment. Strange. Efficient payment versus payment, delivery versus payment, trade settlements across different networks. So they're trying to move out of the experimental stage towards something that is becoming a reality. It will become a reality. It will happen. But in the meantime, while SWIFT is working on their system here in the West, Russia is working also on their system. China is working on their system. I think I have the article here. So everybody, they realize the everybody realizes that Singapore unveils standards for CBDCs in collaboration with the IMF and Amazon. Amazon is the big player. This is the gorilla. Amazon is the gorilla of the Antichrist system to come. Oh my gosh, I let it slip, didn't I? Whoops. Well, all right. You wanted to know the rest of the story and the truth. Without Amazon, the Antichrist system cannot exist. I hope you were reading my lips. Amazon is part of the coming beast system. It is a central, integral part of what is coming. Without it, there cannot be the Mark of the Beast system. And Amazon is international, but eventually Amazon is going to be cut out of, I think, the BRICS systems. You see, the Klaus Schwab system, Amazon is part of it. And Russia was unfriended by Klaus Schwab, which was perfect for Russia and for China. But China, it's a little sticky with China because China needs Amazon. Why? Because Amazon purchases everything basically from China. What happens if China stops selling or sending what is needed for America to America through Amazon? Don't buy Amazon stock. I don't think. Down the road a ways, it's going to drop. Amazon is going to be used for more than you buying online. It is going to be the tool, the main tool for surveillance of each household. I'll be back. Rick Rodriguez, The Present Truth, AmericasFreedomNetwork.com, Monday through Friday, 11 to 1, podcast 1360, KHNC.com.
Most people out here think that taking care of one another is important. And most people would step up for a neighbor going through a tough time. Most people around here help out friends and family when they need it. But the funny thing is, most of us won't look for help when we need it. Talk to someone if you're struggling with mental health. Because most people out here really care. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. That's loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
9/11, the Podesta emails, Epstein Island, Hunter's laptop, the 2020 stolen election. What truths are they hiding? Find out this and more on Just Inform Talk Radio, weekdays from 7 to 9 a.m.
You've probably been hearing me talk about Why Refi for a while now. Why Refi has been getting a ton of phone calls, and I want to thank you for supporting and investing in something that actually helps people. A lot of people are talking about this investment, so I'd like to review the basics with you. First off, yes, it's true. You can earn up to 10.25% fixed rate of return that's not correlated to the stock market or the Fed. You can turn your income on or off, compounded, whatever you choose, and there are absolutely no fees. There is no attack on principal if you ever need your money back, and your monthly statements will have no surprises. If you're not sure if you can trust this economy, this secure collateralized portfolio may be a good option for you. Just go to investyrefi.com. That's the word invest, the letter Y, R-E-F-Y.com, or call them at 888-Y-REFI-24. That's 888-Y-REFI-24. Tell them Joe sent you.
Did you know that over 40 million adults in the United States suffer from anxiety? Renew Remedy understands the struggles of anxiety, depression, PTSD, insomnia, and addiction. That's why we offer natural solutions to help you find peace and balance in your life. Call 970-966-8419. That's 970-966-8419 to learn more about our special offer or visit RenewRemedy.com.
Hi, folks. This is Pastor Bruce Miller with the Foothills Baptist Church family. Join us Sunday afternoons from 3 to 4 for the Foothills Baptist Gospel Hour. That's Sunday afternoons, 3 to 4, here on 1360 AM.
ETI is your local one-stop shop for all your heavy equipment needs, from rebuilding your components to helping manage your fleet. Our goal is to make your life simple. Our full-service hydraulic and machine shop will meet all your expectations. We also offer free pickup and delivery. Call Jeff at 970-685-2064 with any questions or to schedule a pickup. Again, that's 970-685-2064.
So, Dan, I have another article out of Wine Press, and Amazon without China going to be difficult to exist. And during the last half of a seven-year period called the Great Tribulation, if you don't have the mark of the beast, Amazon isn't going to deliver anything to your home. You're not going to get Domino's pizza. Nothing's going to be delivered. You're not going to be able to go to McDonald's. And a quick note, you know, Kamala, I heard yesterday, she was saying that she used to work for McDonald's. They found out she was, it was a lie. Liar, liar. Now, just a side note. Now, Singapore unveils standards for CBDCs in collaboration with IMF and Amazon. This collaboration among the industry players and policymakers has helped achieve important advances. Let's see. I'm looking at something. I had to make sure my board was on. I don't want to make any mistakes. This is important advances in settlement efficiency, merchant acquisition, user experience, the use of digital money. June 21st, 2024, Monetary Authority of Singapore, MAS, proposed new standards for central bank digital currency for mitigation, commerce, tokenization, bank deposits, and distributor ledgers. MAS published the white paper, collaboration with IMF Banca d'Italia, Bank of Korea, other fintech groups to produce a common protocol that specifies the conditions upon which an underlying digital money can be used. So everybody's trying to figure out which CBDC will be used. In addition, it added Amazon finance company FAZZ and SuperApp creator Grab are working together on a pilot to test escrow arrangements for online retail transactions with payments discharged to the merchant only after the customer collects the items bought. Operators will need to ensure that programmability does not come at the expense of digital money's ability to serve as a medium of exchange. The singleness of money should be preserved, and programmability should not limit the distribution of money and lead to fragmentation of liquidity in the system. This collaboration among other industry players and policymakers has helped achieve important advances in settlement efficiency, merchants acquisition, and user experience with the use of digital money. More importantly, it has enhanced the prospects for digital money becoming a key component of the future finance and payment landscape. The landscape the world will go to: digital money. And this will happen before Christ returns. And if I understand what the scripture says, after Christ has set up his kingdom, present day technology that is being used for evil will be no longer be used for evil. The technology to creating poisons to kill crops will be all the poisons, all of the contamination worldwide. There's going to be one center, one place that will be the landfill for all the contamination throughout the world. Chemicals that will not be needed. There will be a landfill. That landfill will be the United States of America. After America is destroyed, this nation will be uninhabitable. And I don't know how they're going to bring all of the... They're not going to need nuclear energy. In the kingdom, Christ's kingdom, there'll be other technologies, scalar type of energy, where you won't need nuclear. And all these contaminants, all these things that harm the environment and mankind, the landfill will be the United States of America. There will be a central dumping ground. We were a great nation, a godly nation, a nation that blessed the world. We have now become a nation that is cursed, a nation that is cursing the world, a nation that is going to be punished. God has people in this country that he is responsible to protect, and he will. He will protect them. But he does warn in the book of Revelation that if you have the way to get out of this nation, you should go. The Jewish people need to get out of America. Get out of America. Go back to the Middle East. Go back to your homeland. You're not safe here. Going on with the article. Oh, no, I finished the article. Again, this is out of the Wine Press. Singapore unveils standards for CBDCs in collaboration with IMF and Amazon. Don't forget Amazon, because Amazon now has become the next biggest great, what is it, what would be a agency. It's not just a company, it is an agency. It is an agency that is tied in to this government, to the United States government, to the intelligence agencies. We're tied in, Amazon is tied in to CIA, to the Department of Defense. There are so many other departments it's tied into. It is an agent. It is a, it's not just a business. It is now part of the United States government. Like IBM, no different. The Present Truth, Rick Rodriguez.
This is Rod with PCs and Parts in Loveland, Colorado. We are your go-to place for computer parts and repair. We have been in business for over 19 years and love fixing computers. Come by and see us at 265 East 29th Street, number H, or visit us at PCsandParts.com. Or you can call us at 970-203-0696. That's PCsandParts.com or call us at 970-203-0696.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit TahiboTeaClub.com. Tahibo is spelled T like Tom, A-H-E-E-B like boy, O, then continue with the word tea and then the word club. The complete website is TahiboTeaClub.com or call us at 818-610-8088, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-610-8088, TahiboTeaClub.com.
This is Mark Call, host of the Come Out of Her My People show here on the Roar of the Rockies. Tune in to discover why, whether it's the law of the land or scripture, what you've probably heard it says is not what is written. It's time to come out of all of that.
Blue Dragon Spa in Longmont, Colorado, 1811 Hover Street, 720-680-0492. A new spa started by Steve, the Red Pill Truth Guy, and his wife, Valentina. Drop by.
We offer manicure and pedicure, facial, and more.
We have new, state-of-the-art equipment, and we use the best materials available. Yeah, give us a call, 720-680-0492. We're at 1811 Hover Street in Longmont, Colorado.
Everything very good. Just come in and try it.
Riders on the storm, into this house we're born. Like a dog without a bone, and hacked her out alone. Riders on the storm.
So Amazon is now a new U.S. agency. It is part of the, I think it's probably part of the intelligence agency, because everything that happens in Amazon, they're collecting data on every person. Where you live, what you buy, your bank account, everything. So they're a new agency. And America needs Amazon because Amazon is international. I didn't realize that until today. I just felt, oh, wait a minute, that's it. That's the ticket. Now, it's been in the back of my mind. It's been way back, you know, like clear back in the back reaches of the brain. It's just there, but you just, something has to trigger to get it forward so you can see it and understand it. This is part of the beast system. Without it, there will be no beast system. There can't be an antichrist system. IBM's part of it, naturally. And but Amazon is very, very needed. It is a vital, vital aspect to the system. The other, another article is Unicoin, the Digital Currency Monetary Authority, launched another international CBDC called Unicoin. Now, what's happening is all of these new companies, they want to, I don't think this is part of the BRICS nation system. And what they're attempting to do is to have all these other systems to force digital systems to force Russia and the BRICS nations, the multipolar world nations, into forcing them to work with America's Federal Reserve, I guess you would say. Again, it is a vision expressed by the IMF. Now remember, IMF is empire. It is United States. It is Rockefeller. Simply forget United States, forget empire. It is Rockefeller. The Rockefeller is the exact solution to the DCMA delivering to central banks worldwide. Digital Currency Money Authority has announced that they will be launching a new global central bank digital currency. This is Rockefeller. The Rockefellers are involved in one way or another. Rothschilds, possibly. Without a doubt, Rockefellers and their hands are in this, because the threat to the Rockefeller Empire is Russia's digital system. The digital system used by Russia, China, India, Brazil, South Africa, the other five nations that have just joined, also the Middle East, the nations in the Middle East that are leaning hard to be part of Vladimir Putin's network of nations that will de-dollarize. This year, Saudi Arabia did not agree to use the petrodollar to use the petrodollar system. They didn't agree to it this year. First year since 76, I think. They didn't sign the agreement, which was a no-no. Now, this means that America is going to plan invasion of the Middle East, and the Saudi oil fields are the target. Oil fields in Iran also. America cannot allow one of the to go off the reservation. The country's a vital country in the Middle East, Saudi Arabia. We can't allow them to leave the reservation. Can't allow it. It's forbidden. Now, the first wave of cryptographic cash was designed for public untrusted networks. The DCMA reimagines the next wave of cryptographic innovations engineered for adoption by central banks, retail and commercial banks, fintech, governments, and cryptocurrency exchanges. The group has created what they call the Unicorn Network, which is a decentralized international banking network open to central banks, retail and commercial banks, fintech, governments, and cryptocurrency exchanges again. The DCMA is also trying to establish a single platform that will utilize just one single currency they call Unicorn. This is the Rockefeller plan. One currency. It will not happen. It's not in the Bible. The Bible says there has to be, in the book of Matthew chapter 25, in the parable about the sheep and the goats, or the little story of the sheep and the goats, there will be more than one system internationally for global financial trade.
All of your electronic devices can be severely damaged by lightning bolts and power surges. Even worse, an EMP attack can destroy everything, leaving our technology-dependent society with no technology. But don't let that be you. Go to EMPShield.com and put KHNC in the promo code box. EMP Shield is an electromagnetic pulse, solar flare, and lightning protection system made to protect you and your electronics. Again, go to EMPShield.com and type KHNC in the promo code box. EMPShield.com.
Hey y'all, Jeff Foxworthy here. Now if you've ever found yourself repeating the same thing over and over for 75 years, you might be Smokey Bear.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's why I'm filling in for Smokey to switch things up, because there's a lot more to say. And I should know, because my grandfather was a firefighter. And one of the things he taught me is that the people that love the outdoors the most are often the ones accidentally starting wildfires, which means always BYOB. No, bring your own bucket to the campfire. And be extra careful with things like burning yard trimmings. Don't just walk away, or chances are you might be starting a wildfire. So for the love of the outdoors, go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Reasons to Own Gold. Brought to you by the Patriot Trading Group at AllAmericanGold.com. Reason number 647.
Most people don't even know that the courts have already ruled. Once money is deposited into the bank owns the money, and the depositor is merely an unsecured creditor of the bank. Which means if the bank goes under, you get paid last. After the financial crisis, instead of breaking up too big to fail, the government and the Federal Reserve created Dodd-Frank and made too big to fail banks even bigger, while putting your deposits more at risk. I'm Joe Jaquint, CEO of the Patriot Trading Group. To learn more, visit us at allamericangold.com or call us at 800-951-0592.
So in the time before Christ returns, there will be the attempt to have one currency internationally, or one way to conduct financial transactions internationally. if that were possible, then there would be complete control by whoever rules that system, which would be the United States. But it's not in the Bible. There will be two systems. The Matthew chapter 25, I think it's about verse 40 to the end of the chapter, talks about sheep and goats, and the sheep, they help, they give people in need something to drink, something to eat. They visit them in prison. They visit them when they're sick, and they have the way to help people. Well, if there was a one-world system of financial transactions, then that wouldn't be the case, because there's the other group, the goats. The goats, and then when Christ returns, he brings the sheep before him, and he says, because you gave these people something to drink, something to eat, clothed them, visited them in prison when they were sick, enter into the millennial kingdom. And they say, when did we know you? Lord, we don't know who you are. Jesus, we don't know you. We have no idea who you are. What do you mean? Well, inasmuch as you did this to the least of these, my brethren, you did it as unto me. Well, they don't know Christ. They don't know about the devil. They don't know. They're just people that have a conscience and live by their conscience. They go into the millennial kingdom. The sheep, the goats, on the other hand, have access to food, water, all these things, but they don't assist anybody. They go to fire. Well, what Christ is saying is that the sheep and the goats have access to all these items, water, food, travel, everything, freedom. Well, if they were in the kingdom of the beast, they wouldn't be able to travel. They would have no access to water. They wouldn't be able to visit the poor, which they wouldn't. So what Christ is saying is there will be two systems in the world of trade before he comes. Otherwise, the whole world would be ruled perfectly by the beast and his kingdom, which is not the case. We're going to visit tomorrow the present truth. AmericasFreedomNetwork.com, podcast 1360KHNC.com for both hours. We'll visit tomorrow.
I'm excited to announce my all-new mattress topper. In the times we're in, I wanted to bring you the best affordable mattress topper ever. So I took my two best technologies and combined them to make the ultimate mattress topper. And now you can get it for as low as $69.98. Queen size, only $99.98. It all starts with my famous MyPillow foam that provides you that overall full body support. Second is the individual comfort supports that give you an amazing custom sleep experience. It's like it's made specifically for you. The queen size alone has over 14,000 comfort supports. This is the perfect mattress topper to improve any bed. New bed, old bed, your guest bed. Get them for every bedroom in your house. Go to MyPillow.com. Use your promo code
HNC
to get the all-new My Mattress Topper for as low as $69.98. Queen size, only $99.98. Don't delay. Order today.